Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Well, you know who doesn't have a bright future, Rob?
Uh-oh, who's that?
The Phoenix Suns. Oh, I don't know why I was thinking San Antonio. The Phoenix Suns, Rob, and Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, championship coach Frank Vogel, swept like so many dust balls into the dustbin. Swept! Like so many balls of lint into the trash. 4 games, 4 L's against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Rob, the first 3 of them were routes.
Yep.
Double-digit victories last night. They played a little bit better, but still went down by 6 points. And Rob, first question. There's a lot to get to here. First thing I want to ask you, who do you blame for this debacle that is the Phoenix Suns?
Well, I'm going to blame the front office, Chris, for putting this together because they did not put together a good enough roster. The Beal trade, whoever pulled that trade off in Washington, Chris, should get a double raise today when they realized that they were able to get rid of Bradley Beal and that monstrosity of a contract, right, that you're saddled with. Because, Chris, we talk about all the time, oh, the contract, you can't get rid of it. Somebody's always willing to take a bad contract, apparently.
This one might be – I don't know about this one now. They got rid of it just in time.
Nobody thought that they could get him, right? That they could trade him in Washington, and they were able to do it. But Chris, when you think about where they are and what happened, we talked about it before. I told you. Kevin Durant is NBA dead. And now, Chris, we went before, it was just that he wasn't a conversation anymore, right? That's what I was saying. He wasn't even a conversation.
Right, he still was putting up his numbers.
He was doing his numbers.
He's going to probably make second team All-NBA.
Right, but there was no buzz about Kevin Durant despite the numbers. And now he can't even win a playoff game. Forget about a series.
He was swept 2 years ago with
the Brooklyn
Nets.
When they got swept dismantled by
Jason
they didn't make
Tatum.
They make the play-in last year? Or did they even make it?
They made the playoffs, but he didn't. You know, they did win a round, I think, and got beat in the second round.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when you look at where Durant
they beat the Clippers, right? They beat the Clippers without Paul George and Kawhi. So, and then they got beat by Denver in the second round.
That was it, right. Yeah. I almost forget about that series because of the Clippers
the
being
injuries,
depleted. Yeah. But my point is, he's NBA dead now. I mean, I don't even know. And that doesn't mean that he's not – I'm not taking away his accomplishments and his place in the NBA. But to go to Phoenix, Chris, where they had gone to the championship without him, okay – They were up 2-0, and everybody was ranting and raving. And when they got Kevin Durant, you included, me, we thought they're going to be viable in the West.
Absolutely.
They will be viable, okay?
Absolutely.
And they just haven't been viable. And to have this blow up in their face when they have these three guys and really nothing else and not be able to – forget about winning the series because Minnesota's a really good team and have been all year, Chris. But to not be able to even win a game, to not win
and
a game.
And they beat Minnesota 3-0 in the regular season. I mean, I know, you know.
Again, it tells you all you need to know, right?
Right. But, no, I agree. I'm looking at the front office, and I'm even going above them.
The owner, huh?
Yep, Matt Ishbia.
Gesundheit.
Too many times these owners, Rob, they come in, and they think they're about to play fantasy basketball in the real NBA. Right? Oh! Let me go get KD with these.
Just make a trade.
Bradley Beal.
Who was it?
You know what? These are human beings. Chemistry matters. Fit matters. They would have been better off in every way, Rob, keeping Chris Paul instead of trading from Bradley Beal. I got Bradley Beal. In fact, I've got a better Bradley Beal in Devin Booker. I didn't need another one. You know what I need? A point guard. You put Booker at point, yeah, he's good enough to run the point, get 7 assists a game, but he's not a point guard, he's a 2. You needed a point guard, and Chris Paul's money next year wasn't even guaranteed, Rob. So now instead of having 3 years, $160 million due to Bradley Beal on a contract that has a no-trade clause to add, you know, insult to injury, you could have had Chris Paul and either let him walk this summer or kept him for $30 million 1 year. You'd have been better. And I know they would have been a better team. I don't know that they would have beat Minnesota, but they would have been a better basketball team, even with Chris Paul in this diminished state. I also think, Rob, and this is all hindsight, but, hey, it is what it is. They shouldn't have traded DeAndre Ayton.
Yep.
Not for Yusef Nurkic. And I get Ayton was tired of Phoenix. Ayton wanted out. You were tired of him. But Monty Williams, the coach, was gone. That was a big part of the problem, right? Him and Ayton. He was gone. Couldn't you have made good on Ayton and made up with him?
Right. Because the coach wasn't there. The problem that was the rub was gone.
Because Ayton was 17 and 10. I'm not saying he's Joel Embiid, but he was 17 points, 10 rebounds with no plays run for him. He was a factor on the defensive end and the offensive end much more than Yusef Nurkic. So they made some bad moves, Rob. So and that all is on the owner, Matt Ishbia, because he's not an absentee owner. He wants to be involved. He wants his fingerprints.
This is his plaything.
And now here are your fingerprints, right? This is his plaything.
This is Jerry Jones in a way smaller scale, but instead of making sure you go out and get the people, you can own the team, Chris. Sit in the front row, have your drinks, entertain your people, and leave the basketball stuff to the basketball people. Like, that is the best way to do it. And it's just, when you think about where the Suns are, they're doomed. They're really in a bad spot for a long time to go.
Here's what I think they have to do, as great as he is still. I think they have to trade Kevin Durant. Because like you said, there's nowhere else. You can't trade Bradley Beal. I mean, Rob, we talked about it. Untradeable contracts. No one is 100% untradeable. But Rob, who is taking him for 3 years, $160 million, when he hasn't played more than 60 games since 2019. And he didn't play that well this year in these playoffs. Terrible yesterday. Who's taking that?
Devin
Booker's young enough where I want to build around Booker. He's still young enough where I can build around him. And so I think, Rob, I'm looking to see what I can get for Kevin Durant. Golden State. Jonathan Kuminga. Then I can get Chris Paul's contract. I mean, I got to get more than Kuminga. I got to get a bunch of picks. But I don't know. I mean, Oklahoma City, would they, you know, they got a ton of picks, but they probably don't have the contracts to make it work. There's been talk about the Lakers, Rob, the Knicks. I mean, there are a lot of teams out there that could use Kevin Durant. It's got to be a team, Rob, that's close to a championship.
Yeah, and Beal has the no trade, right?
Yeah, so that's why I don't think you can trade Beal.
You can't trade him. So now with Durant, I hear you. I just, at this point, yeah, it's got to be a team.
What if Boston loses? If Boston, for some reason, doesn't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, would you take maybe a Jaylen Brown and Drew Holiday for Kevin Durant?
I don't even know. I'm going to be honest. At this point, Chris, I know this sounds crazy.
I'm just throwing names out.
No, I know, but I'm saying I don't know where Kevin Durant is. I got to be honest. And I'm not saying
– You saying you might not even want him if you're
another
team?
Yeah, I might not want Kevin Durant. At this point
I'd only want him if I'm right there.
Yeah, and it would have to be.
I got to be right on the doorstep.
Right. I agree with that. Yeah. You're not getting him on a team that's trying to get there or a year or two away.
Nah.
He's not that player. But I just wonder, like recently – he just doesn't seem the same to me, even in the postseason. Like, the numbers are there, but it doesn't seem like they register into wins. And that's scary as you get older. And then, Chris, let's be honest. That health issue there is always there with him now. It just is.
This year, God bless him, he was healthy. But there's no doubt that that's always going to be a factor.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's another team on the brink, and we talked about them briefly in the last hour. That's the Philadelphia 76ers, down 3-1 going back to New York for game 5. And I don't know, Rob. I picked the Knicks in 7. I'd be surprised at this point if it reaches 7 games.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go 7. I mean, it just it doesn't feel that way. I mean,
no.
Early on, we talked about it. Like, they could have won the first two games at Madison Square Garden, Philly.
Especially the second one.
Right.
And they got that one stolen from them by the refs. Right.
Two fouls that weren't called.
Yep.
Not one, but two.
And they failed to call the timeout by the coach. Yep. I mean, all of this was acknowledged by the league. So it's not like we're just saying it.
We're just belly aching over it, right?
Yeah. But, Joe, Rob, I was not at game 4 in Philly. But by all accounts, it was at least half Knicks fans there. Or that's what it felt like, at least, with the cheers and the boos and who the fans were rooting for.
It felt like a Knick game. I got to admit, it felt like a Knick game. And, Chris, you know, we talked about it. We both covered the Knicks. I remember in my heyday of being a beat writer, going to Atlanta with all the Knick fans. You remember
Atlanta used to
be like Madison Square Garden South.
Right.
Right?
Right. Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
And they're New Yorkers all over the place. We know that. New Yorkers are like roaches. They're everywhere, okay? But I thought that was a bad look for Philly fans. It spoke volumes to me, Chris, that they don't believe in this team. They don't believe, like, they weren't out of this series like they were down 0-3
no,
and they
no,
had been hammered
by any stretch.
By any
stretch. Embiid just dropped 50.
Thank you. And that,
you had
and,
to think
and
you
to sell
were.
Your tickets, Chris, and give up your seats to your team tells me you're not buying Embiid and what's going on with this team and this roster. You don't feel good about it. Philly sold out. They sold out on them. If I'm Embiid, I'm bummed. I get that they played terrible, Chris, at the end, 0-4 last 11 shots or whatever it was down the stretch. That could happen. You can go cold. You can't make shots. But this, but they didn't know that going into that game, right? That was a
no,
they
no,
didn't know you, that. Then you gave no. up your tickets before that.
They looked at making money. That's all that was. And look, hey, they made some cash. But Rob, here Embiid, you said you'd be bummed. He was. Here he is.
Our fans think he's unfortunate, and I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Yeah, kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. Yeah, it's not okay.
Chris, he's 100%. Philly, the Eagles, you better not wear another jersey in that building, Chris. You know
You'll
that.
You'll be fighting.
You'll be fighting if you go down there and wear a Dallas Cowboys jersey at a game in Philly. You know how they are about the Phillies. You know how they are about the Flyers. And it is shocking. We know New York is a quick hour and 10-minute train ride, Chris, so it's an easy commute for New Yorkers, right? But I was shocked, and I think he was being nice. He should have been irate and disappointed in the Philly fans.
Well, I agree. I agree that it was unseemly that they had as many Knicks fans there or that the Knicks fans took over the Garden. And like you said, Rob, this
you said
is
took over the Garden, Chris.
I'm sorry. Right. Took over the Sixers arena. But and Philly, it makes it even worse, Rob, that Philadelphia is such a sports town. Right? That makes it even worse. I mean, if they, Rob, if they had done that in Miami or even, as you mentioned earlier, Atlanta, it's
right.
not, I mean, it's, those are bad sports. Now, Miami, to me,
is the worst.
It's terrible. Atlanta might be the worst. They're both bad.
They're both bad. And, Chris,
yeah.
I've been to Miami for the opening season of a Dolphins game, not a sellout. Like, the first game of the year in Miami, I've been to that. We know the Marlins can't draw. They had all the fans World Baseball Classic down there, Chris, in South Beach. So they're baseball fans down there. They don't go to the games.
Rob, I wrote when LeBron was in Cleveland for his first stint, the November before he became a free agent, so it was his last year in Cleveland, that first go-round, I wrote a story. They were going to play the Heat. And I wrote a story saying, and I had no idea that this was going to happen, but I wrote a story on ESPN.com saying LeBron James might need to consider going to Miami if he wants to beat Boston and get a championship. Because I was like, they got a big three. He doesn't have the supporting cast.
Right.
You know, D. Wade. I didn't know. I don't even know if I mentioned Bosh, but I was like him and D. Wade. And Rob, you know, if a story like that had been written about somebody maybe going to the Knicks, that crowd would have had signs. They would have been cheering that guy. They would have made him feel at home. They would have rolled out the red carpet. Miami fans didn't get there as usual until like the second round. The lower bowl was not full until the second quarter. I mean, that's just how they are. And even when they were winning, Rob, with the Heatles, I mean, yeah, it was sold out and packed, but they weren't close to as good of fans as most of these cities, you know, when they got
a championship. I'm with you. Miami's bad. Atlanta's bad.
Yeah.
I once wrote a column for ESPN.com, Chris, called Atlanta the worst sports town in America. You know what? The only reason I know the year is because of the comments. It was 2012. So that was how many years? 12 years ago. 2012 for ESPN. NewYork.com. 7,000 comments, Chris, underneath the story. 7,000.
Agreeing, disagreeing?
No, you know, like on both sides. But right. Just the idea, 7,000 comments on a story? Incredible.
It's a terrible sports town. I was there when they won their World Series in 95, when they beat the Cleveland Indians. I was covering the Indians. And, Rob, it was about 75 people outside after they won, like in downtown. I was like, man, Cleveland, they would have tore
the place
crazy.
Down.
Yes. Right. It was like nothing. But anyway, that's the thing, Rob. They took over a sports fanatic type city. And here's what I will say, though. And I'm not excusing it, but I think I'm just presenting the truth. Rob, just like Joel Embiid was disappointed and ticked off, so are the fans. They're disappointed, Joel Embiid, and ticked off at you and your Sixers. Because you guys should be better than you've been. And I get it that you're hurt, but you're playing 40 minutes.
Right.
And Rob, Joel Embiid has scored 1 point in the last two fourth quarters. Joel Embiid has 2 rebounds in the fourth quarter in this entire series.
Wow.
And you know how much I praise Joel Embiid's jump shot. He is easily the best jump shooting big man ever.
You just said it the other day over Patrick Ewing. Yep. We always believed Patrick was.
Yeah, undoubtedly. I mean, it's unbelievable how well he shoots. But, Rob, he might as well be 6'5", because he sits out there at the three-point line and the free throw line, and he plays like he's a guard. And I get that that's a part of your game. You're so good at it. But when you need a bucket, go inside. That's what Jokic is outside a lot too. But when it's time or when he has a mismatch, he backs you down. And that's what Joel Embiid needs to do. Rob, he had no rebounds in the fourth quarter. Rob, the Knicks' backup center, Mitchell Robinson, was out. All right, with an ankle injury. Isaiah Hartenstein played 2 seconds in the fourth quarter because of foul trouble. They were guarding a 7-foot, 300-pound Joel Embiid with Precious Akua, 6'8". And OG Anunoby, 6'7".
Precious, I saw that movie.
There you go. But they were guarding him with those players. Come on, man. I mean, you should be destroying. You should be insulted. But the reason they can guard you with guys like that is because you've made yourself that short by just sitting around settling for jump shots. How about going inside and get some offensive rebounds? I mean, it's just so Rob, the fans are ticked off too. And Joel Embiid didn't pay him money for the fans to come see him. They're paying money to go see him. So I get it that he's disappointed and upset, but so are they. Because year after year, season after season, this is what they see. And so it goes both ways. It was a bad look for Philly fans, but they're like, man, it's enough. This process, when's it going to pay off?
Chris, 100%. And that's why you give up your tickets in a playoff series where your team is only down 2-1, got jobbed out of game 2 at Madison Square Garden. It easily could have been 2-1 Philly, Chris. Can we say that?
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Into that game. And there's a series there, and for them to sell their tickets ahead of time and say, I'll just take the cash because I'm not really buying into, what this team is selling or the idea of of how good they can be and if they're ever going to win a championship, it speaks volumes. I was stunned at the crowd noise and the reactions when the Knicks made baskets in Philly.
And Rob, I'm saying this because I would love to see Joel Embiid cap his career with a championship. The dude is a great player. He's a great scorer and shooter, and he is a good defender. But part of defense also is rebounding. And I get it, he got 10, but he had none in the fourth quarter when push came
when
to shove.
And when it mattered, and they right. didn't get a, but what were they, 0 for the last 11? Like, that's what
he was 0 for 5 in the fourth. This is constructive criticism. And for whatever reason, it seems like nobody in Philly will tell him this. I'm sure they are, but he's not listening. If Joel Embiid wants to win a championship, watch tape this summer, because you're going to be starting summer vacation pretty soon, of Nikola Jokic. And watch when he decides, you know what, it's time, let me go inside. If you're not hitting shots in the fourth, Embiid, then go draw a foul. You're an excellent free throw shooter. Get to the line. If you were tired, and I'm sure you were because you came back late in the season, you played the whole second half, I get it. But, Rob, what goes first when you get tired?
Your legs.
Your legs. Your jump shot.
Yep. That's the first
That's
thing you lose.
That's even more reason you need to get your butt down on the bank. He couldn't find the low post with a GPS. So they were ticked off, too, in Philly. Goes both ways, Joel.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
But Rob, let's stay on Anthony Edwards. And he was the star of that first round series. Now, Karl Anthony Towns played well. Rudy Gobert did his thing. Jaden McDaniels, God bless him, played really
you
well.
Mean defensive player of the year, Rudy Gobert? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he hasn't been announced
yet,
right?
Just,
but
he
probably will win it. And then Mike Conley, like they've all played well. But the star of that team, the leader and superstar of that team, is Anthony Edwards. He averaged, Rob, 31, 8 boards, and 6 assists on 51% shooting. Rob, he took 8 threes a game and made 44% of them.
Mm.
So this dude showed out. He challenged his childhood hero, Kevin Durant, took it to Durant. Durant didn't want none. Durant wanted to smile and, you know, laugh and joke. Yeah, you nice, you not. Yeah, Meanwhile, y'all going home.
Right.
All right. So,
Chris hates that.
I'm just saying, like, you trying to take mine.
Right.
I'm not gonna be laughing and joke. We can laugh and joke later.
Yeah,
in the Olympic track practices.
I'm with you. Not when you're trying to compete. I'm not.
Right.
We're not friends. We're not friends on the court. I'm trying to beat you.
Thank you. Because that's how Anthony Edwards was looking at it, right?
Go look at some old Isaiah Magic thing, and they couldn't have been closer. Go look at the blood, Chris. Right?
Right. Yep. Absolutely. I mean, it kind of ruined the friendship for a while, but still, it was about winning. All right. But here's the thing. Now, Rob, we got some sound. People are saying Ant is now the face of the NBA. We got some sound on that?
That was his teammate.
Yeah, but let's hear. Who is it? Karl Anthony Towns? Gobert who? Yeah, let's hear it. Towns.
He the face of the league. I've been saying that. He hate when I say it, but it's true. Like I said, future's so bright, I got to put the sunglasses on most of the time when I'm walking around with him.
No, it ain't.
Well, I like that he's kind of like, nah. Because one thing that comes... I mean, he's obviously very confident, Rob.
Chris, we thought he got robbed for Rookie of the Year.
Players, yeah, there's no doubt. But he gives his teammates love. Like when he was interviewed after the game yesterday, he was like, they asked him, well, what was the biggest, part of the game? What you remember the most or what was the key? He said, Karl Anthony Towns. He said, Cat coming out and doing his thing, that was the key to the game. And Cat giving him love, that shows you they both, Cat understands the pecking order. He's the guy. And he's the dog. He's the leader. And what I want to ask you, Rob, is do you think it's time for him to be the face of the league, or is this premature?
Chris, so premature. I mean, can we stop? This reminds me of when Devin Booker was up 2-0 in the finals and he was the next Kobe. I mean, Chris, stop it. And this is not – we talked about it. Me and you were the biggest Anthony Edwards guys rookie year. Yes or no? We thought he got robbed for the rookie of the year. And we couldn't understand why people didn't vote for him and all that. And so we were on that bandwagon. And I love his game. I love that he wants to play every night. I love his enthusiasm.
Yep.
I love everything about this guy. But the face of the league? False face of the league. I mean, come on. Chris, stop it. He's in the first round. If they lose in the next round, does that mean he's not the face of the league? I mean,
let's face it. If Denver's healthy, they're supposed to.
Right.
They're supposed to.
We can't have that. This is what we keep doing. It's an overreaction to everything. He had a great first round series. But the face of the league with no MVPs and nothing else to show for it, stop it. No face, no league. It's ridiculous.
I agree with you. And like you said, we both love Anthony Edwards. But this is this is bizarre. Now, if you want to say he's going to one day be the face of the league – if you want to even say if they win the championship, which obviously is a stretch or they got a long way to go for sure, he'll be the face of the league. Okay. He's trending toward that. He's one of those guys that could be okay. But now, as you said, Rob, it's one series.
It's one. Come on, man. He played great, but it's one series. That doesn't make you the face of the league. It just doesn't. I mean, we're just – I get it. People want to celebrate. Everybody's a GOAT. Everybody's a this, the greatest. Everybody's the face of the league. Like, how many times are you going to keep doing that?
It's like the younger folks can't understand. Like, they don't know definitions. Or, no, you know what? It might be this, Rob. This is the generation where everybody's got their truth, right, and everybody can do what they want, and you can't criticize it. Is that it? Is that why everybody can be a GOAT?
I guess.
Everybody's a GOAT. Everybody's a face of the league. Is that what we're talking about? I don't know. But look, here's the other thing, Rob. We've talked about how the best handful, the absolute top tier of the league right now are international guys. You got Jokic, Giannis, Embiid, now SGA, they're all international players. And Jason Tatum is in there because, he was a top five. I believe he'll be a top five MVP guy, probably be first team all NBA. He's American. And Anthony Edwards. Now, Ja Morant, if he gets back gets his stuff straightened out off the court, I think he'll jump back into that conversation. But right now, as far as Americans, I mean, Jason Tatum just – now, the thing about Edwards, Rob, is his game is spectacular, but it's also fundamentally sound. You know, I texted with Michael Jordan. A lot of people have compared him to Michael Jordan.
Right.
Jordan says he sees the similarities. And we talked about the defensive intensity, wanting to play every night, the spectacular dunks and high-flying game. But also, Rob, and you know this, Jordan, the thing people overlooked because he was so spectacular was how fundamentally sound he was and how team-oriented. Even though he was like, I'm going to be the reason we win, he still was team-oriented, playing in that triangle offense and stuff like that. And that's what you see with Anthony Edwards. Yes, he can do the great dunks and take over a game, but he also moves that basketball. He also lets other guys get theirs. He doesn't dominate the ball. Like, that is all similar to Michael Jordan. But the other thing, Rob, Anthony Edwards has charisma.
No, he does.
Off the court, right? Smile, his purse. Did you see the movie Hustle?
No, I didn't see it. You told me.
Yeah, he was great. Rob G, you saw it, right?
I did, yes.
It was on Netflix. Didn't he? I mean, he was like, he wasn't a bit player. He had a nice, solid role, but you could say he stole the show. You know, he probably wasn't in it quite enough to steal the show.
But he did a great job.
He was in it a lot. Oh, Rob G.
No,
he was terrific.
He has the personality and the game to absolutely be the face of the NBA.
It's just not now.
The problem is it's so early in his career. He's got one playoff series victory under his belt. Let's say in round two, they get Denver, and Denver does what Denver does. They beat him in five or six games. Then falls into the same category as like Ja Morant did.
Yep.
You know, even Jason Tatum would probably still be ahead of him, and Tatum has been
the thing made Tatum not that's kept him from being kind of the face or a face of the league is the inability to win.
Exactly.
You got to win. Right. Now Jordan was unique in that he was one of the faces of the league, Rob, before he started winning. I mean, he had the shoes that just went wild, the Come Fly With Me videos, the Gatorade, you know, he had all of that.
No.
Before he started winning.
Right.
But that was a different day and age. So you weren't seeing
as many
games.
But I do have
games,
a question for you, Chris. When you text with Michael Jordan, did you ask him if him and Edwards were related at all or no? That's just stuff on the internet.
Rob Are G, people that saying all? That?
Yes, that's on the internet.
That they're related?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole Chris. Lot of viral memes that their face cut in half.
Yep.
A young Jordan and Edwards.
That Jordan, I think
exactly
Edwards doesn't know his dad, right?
It's very similar to
so
the...
Oh, so they going
they
that
think,
far?
They yes. think that Michael made a stopover somewhere.
In Georgia.
He's from Georgia. Yeah. Is he from Atlanta?
I know he's from Georgia. He's Atlanta.
But am I right?
But it's similar.
Mary, you know that too, right?
Yeah, I know the meme. I've seen
so
it all
people
the time.
Really, kind of playing around.
It's uncanny how
much
they look
alike. They're like literally half and half.
Chris, you should see it. I mean, I've even heard
Chris, have you seen the Otto Porter Will Chamberlain ones?
No.
Okay, well, this one's even more believable than that one. Like as far as just the similar, the way they look exactly the same.
You see the Boston-Miami school?
He is from Atlanta.
26
he's from Atlanta.
Points.
Yeah, he's born in Atlanta. He didn't make any mention of that.
No, I didn't think so. I was just curious.
It's interesting. I do know a story about an NBA. I'm not even gonna say who, but an NBA legend who a friend of our family, you know, the child doesn't really look like the parents.
Jamal Murray is
and
playing
there,
Chris.
There is the talk FYI. That, oh, Jamal, okay, yep. good. And yep. there's the talk that he's the son of an NBA legend.
Why are you going to put Dr. J's business out there?
Nah,
like
it ain't
that?
Dr. J.
Oh, I'm just saying.
We know Dr. J's.
We already
became
know.
A tennis player. She was Alexandria Stevenson.
Yeah, she was a reporter for the Times, Chris.
That was
an in-depth story, I guess, right? Oh, undercover?
See?
In-depth?
Be careful. Undercover, in-depth. Be careful.
Okay.
But I ain't even going to say about that.
I
think Rob Anthony Edwards right now, here's the thing. This is what I want to throw out to you guys, or you, Rob, before we go to the listeners. Best bet of the American players, because obviously you got Wimby and Jokic, Giannis, you know, these international guys. Bet of the Americans, best bet, or who's the best, like, candidate for face of the league? I'm going to give you three. Jason Tatum, Anthony Edwards, Ja Morant. I would say Edwards is the number one choice.
I say Jason Tatum, because all it would take for them to do is to win one. And they're closer. If they win one, Chris, it will change the way people look at Jason Tatum. It just takes one, because he's done just about everything you can do. He's still young. He's a good personality.
Yep.
He's a good-looking guy. He has all of those things, too. You know what I mean?
I agree, his game is not as exciting as Anthony Edwards.
No,
his game is nice. I mean, yeah, it's not boring.
I'll give you that.
Don't get me wrong. And you know, like, he hasn't captivated. I don't think he's captivated people's imagination like Anthony Edwards has.
But if they have a run this year. Yeah, but if they have a run and they beat Denver,
Chris, it'll be a little different.
It'll change the way people look at it, don't you think?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I actually feel this way. I feel like Anthony Edwards, if there's going to be, like, if there's just one guy that's the face of the league, I think Anthony Edwards could be that guy. I don't think Jason Tatum could be that guy.
Okay, that's fair.
I think he could be one of the faces.
I understand what you're saying, but
yeah,
but
I think now it might just be Wimby or it might just be.
But I got news for you:
something.
The face of the NBA is not going to be an American guy. That's just not. There's just
well,
too,
right now, it
there's
don't
just
look
too
like
many too many great yeah. foreign
right
players.
Right now, it don't look like
just
it. You're
just
right about
don't
that.
Look like.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.